Good afternoon.
So, is this your first ever book?
Well, it's my first yes, I would say it's my first ever book, particularly in fiction. I've written other sorts of books, but not fiction.
In few sentences, what is the story about?
Well, the story is about a cruise ship and a rather recalcitrant cabin steward who's got his own agenda, and because of this, he throws the whole trip into chaos. I mean, that's really trying to put it in brief for you.
Where did this all come from, and how did you get the idea to write this book?
Oh, well, I've always loved cruising, and I guess I've done a lot of cruising, and on one particular cruise, we had a cabin steward who was really rather a nasty character, and he wasn't happy with the tip that we left him and glared at us as we got off the ship, and it set me to thinking about him and his relationship with the passengers, and from there, I guess the story evolved.
Do you think this book appealed to everyone?
I think it would have a very wide appeal. First of all, I think it would appeal to anybody who's ever been on a cruise ship or has thought about going on a cruise ship. I also think it would appeal to Jewish people, particularly because a lot of the humour is Jewish humour. But that narrows it down a little bit. I think it's got a very, very general appeal, to be honest with you.
Are all characters and events in the book fiction or... is there some resemblance in real life?
Look, I would honestly hope not, because it's based. The characters, I guess, can be said to be real, but it's a comic take on cruising. It's a funny book and it's a bit satirical. So I've used this in a way. When I look back on it, I think I wrote this book because I wanted to talk about some of the things in life that I find ironic and make me laugh. And I still laugh when I read the book, so I think that's a good sign. I still think it's very funny, and most people that have read it think it's hilariously funny.
I'm holding your book as we speak, and there is a little sticker saying nominated for the Bollinger Everyman Woodhouse Prize for Comic Fiction. Tell us more about this.
Well, it's a prize, an English prize, which they hold annually, and it really concentrates on writers of comic fiction. And it's a bit of a send-up prize in a way, because you don't get a massive prize for it, but some wonderful writers in the past have won it, and it attracts. The publishers only send the best of comedy writing in for this prize.
Chili, you lived in LA for a while, made some documentaries and feature films in Hollywood, wrote for major magazines, traveled all over the world. What made you start writing comedy?
Well, I didn't write feature films. I wrote feature films in Hollywood. They didn't get made, I have to be honest with you. I've written documentary film in Australia, which have been made. What made me write comedy? I think that's the way I think. And I tend to see the funny side of most situations. When I was living in Hollywood, I worked for The Hollywood Reporter, and I met some quite amazing comedy writers, and becoming friends with them sort of made me realise that I had the same sort of mindset, and I think that launched me into following my own feeling about writing.
So, talking about movies, do you think this book will make a movie one day?
Oh yeah, I think it would make a brilliant movie. Absolutely brilliant. In fact, someone has put me onto another writer who has quite an illustrious history in screenwriting, and we are going to meet in a few weeks for her to take a look at it. I think it would make an absolutely brilliant movie.
What is the best way to find out more about your book, more information? Do you have a website?
I have a website. Chili, www.chilikippen.com. There is a recording of a chapter being read on that. If anyone wants to listen to this, to the style of the writing, that's on my website.
When was the book first released?
The book was first published in the UK at the end of last year. It was released in the UK in August of 2015 by a British publisher.
So why so late? I mean, why now in Australia?
Well, because now in Australia, I think that it's a good time to release it. It was released in the UK, but the publishers in the UK don't have representation here. So it's been released by someone else here. So now this is the first release in Australia of this print copy. You've always been able to get the book online through Amazon and all the online bookstores as an ebook, but this is the first time in this month, in May, it was launched in Australia and went into the Australian bookshops. Something I should say is that the cover is very, very attractive. It was there were a few illustrations that run through the book, and they were done by a Queensland artist who I think is quite extraordinary, and I've had amazing feedback on the few scattered illustrations that appear in the book and the cover.
It's pretty good.
It's quirky. You see, the book, if you want to put it in the simple terms, the book is quirky,
yep.
And it's a romp. So it things are happening all the way through. It's action, action, action from beginning to end. There's lots of characters. They're all following their own agendas. The confusion through it. It's mayhem, in fact. This cabin steward, who desperately wants to get off the ship, creates mayhem for everybody on board. And of course, that's what makes it funny, because mayhem is amusing.
Seems like it took some time to write this book.
It didn't take me that long, because it just fell out of me. I just couldn't stop writing it. And of course, because it made me laugh, I kept enjoying what I was doing. Writing is quite a difficult task, because you have to do it on your own. You have to be in the right mindset. You have to be in the right mood. But I must admit that I found this book so amusing to write that it was a sheer pleasure. So it took me about 6 or 7 months for the first draft. But then, of course, I had to work it over and over and over again to get it to the standard that I wanted it to be before I would let anybody see it. I think that it's a terrific book to give as a present for somebody who wants to get on an aeroplane or take on board a ship, because you can pick it up, you can read a chapter and not forget the characters very easily. They stand out at you. In fact, John Michael Housen launched the book here in Melbourne. John Michael Housen has been writing comedy for many years. He's a very well-known radio personality on 3AW. And he said that he took it on board a plane to read it, and he thought it was hysterical. And he thought that it would be a fantastic read to take on board an aircraft. So that's his take on it.
I would like to thank you for your time, Chili Kippen, the author of The Captain Loves Caviar. All the best and good luck.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Amit. Look for it in the bookshops and enjoy every moment of it.